The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Feels kind of hopeless sometimes, but I look at the work of Scott Pressler and I think California can be saved. The country can be saved if we start getting smart at the game, if we start learning how to play the game the Democrats have laid out for us, especially over the last few years. Scott Pressler is the person behind The Persistence. You can give him a follow at Twitter and you can check out his website, earlyvoteaction.com. Scott, thanks so much for being with us. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Answer.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Well, your work has inspired many of us. You know, when we go out, and Grant and I do, we'll go and talk to groups. And the question is, how can we make sure that we start winning again in California? And some of the things are just common sense. And it's somebody like you who's been doing them. For instance, registering voters at a gas station when gas prices are $7 here in California. That's what our Republican Party should be focusing on. But many times it ends up in the hands of the grassroots. So take us through just some of the stuff that you've been doing to really try to get Republicans to start winning again. And you've been doing this across the country.
Well, voter registration is a key component if we are actually going to win elections. Because before we even have the conversation on legal ballot harvesting or getting people to vote, well, they can't vote unless they're registered to vote at their current address. And I think Republicans do need to be better about fighting the culture wars. You know, for example, we need to be at every school board meeting, city council meeting, board of education meeting. And yes, we need to meet people where they are, at the grocery stores when they're paying skyrocketing prices for eggs and food, at the gas stations when they're seeing their money squandered away at the pump. We need to be at gun shops and gun shows. Go to gunshowtrader.com. And we need to be registering voters, recruiting volunteers when they are purchasing their firearms at gun shops and gun shows across the country. We need to meet people where they are. We can't expect them to come to us.
So how do you do it? Are you guys recruiting people to go under your direction to do this, or we should just do it on our own?
Well, I'm one guy. I mean, I love that people want me to come to their states and counties, and they tell me, Scott, I'll door knock if you come. And I certainly love that. But I need y'all to take action in my absence. I need y'all to direct yourselves despite my not being there. So, you know, we need people to take it upon themselves to do this work. And it's so easy. I mean, in California, look, there aren't a lot of laws. So all you have to do is print off some California voter registration applications. And it's not like I want to go out there and get a whole bunch of Stacey Abrams supporters. So I'm going to be wearing Trump gear or Ron DeSantis gear or anti-Governor Newsom gear, and you're going to have some sort of Republican iconography with you. Secure the border, gun rights or women's rights, medical freedom. Those are all conservative policies that will either attract conservative people to you or repel Democrats away from you. And then we can make sure that we are registering a whole bunch of conservatives in preparation for 2023 and beyond.
So once we get the voters registered, then we actually have to get them to turn out. A big problem we have in California is that a lot of conservatives feel like there's no shot, so they don't actually show up. People of faith sometimes don't show up. And then all of a sudden you realize, gosh, we could do a whole lot better, especially in some of these smaller, more local races, if people actually got out the vote. How do we do that? What kind of advice do you give people in that department, Scott?
Well, I mean, it's so hard. I understand what it's like to live in California, and I understand the mentality and people thinking it's a blue city, a blue district, a blue state. But look at New York. Did you know in the state of New York, for example, there are 1.5 million likely Republican unregistered voters, meaning people that think like us, but who aren't even participating in our constitutional republic? And did you know that Kathy Hochul, she only won re-election in 2022 with the governorship by 500,000 votes?
It's incredible.
Meaning that if we actually turned out every single Republican voter, we right now would have Governor Lee Zeldin in the great state of New York if Republicans actually got their act together and voted. And furthermore, I really want people to understand what happened in 2022, because California and New York both lost congressional seats because the states have been losing people in droves that they've been going to North Carolina and Florida and Texas. Now, despite California and New York both losing a congressional seat, we actually, as Republicans, picked up congressional seats, and we won more seats than we were, quote unquote, supposed to in the 2022 midterm elections. You know why? Because we engaged in an all-of-the-above approach to voting. Yes, we did Election Day voting, but we also did early voting, early in-person voting, mail-in voting, absentee voting, and because it is not illegal in California and New York, Republicans actually engaged in legal ballot harvesting, turning Republican offices into ballot collection centers, and we were able to ballot harvest thousands of ballots, winning with Michelle Steele and Young Kim mm-hmm. and Duarte and Mike Garcia. And it's my contention that if it weren't for California, New York, and Florida, Republicans would not have the narrow majority that we have in the House today.
And quickly, Scott, because we're up against a break here, talk to people about early voting. You've got earlyvoteaction.com. There are a lot of conservatives who say, oh, I only like to go on Election Day. We have to change that thinking, right?
We do. Listen, if Republicans only vote on one day, we are going to lose. We are not going to win back the presidency in 2024. And I want you to look at Arizona. We told the Democrats where we were throwing the football. We told them we're waiting to vote on one day. What happened on one day? 30% of the machines went down because Republicans told the Democrats we were waiting to vote on one day. Y'all, we must engage in early voting, early in-person voting, mail-in voting, and legal ballot harvesting if we're going to take back the White House in 2024.
Absolutely. Don't wait until Election Day. Vote early. Mail in if you have to, but just do it. Make the plan. And you can check out earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. And give Scott a follow right now at Scott Pressler. He is the persistence, and we all need to be doing that same thing. Scott, thanks so much. I hope you come back again.
Thank you. And real quick, JusticeDanielKelly.com, the most important election in the entire country right now, Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Please pitch in. Make sure that we are keeping our conservative majority. JusticeDanielKelly.com, Wisconsin Supreme Court.
JusticeDanielKelly.com for that Supreme Court. Thank you so much.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.